And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mike and Kyle from Turner's Outdoorsman. Going to have a great time here talking fishing with the tackle guys. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available soon at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 in the Shimano booth at the Fred Hall shows and coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Walk down the docks these days and guys are eager to show off their expensive new coolers. Makes me wonder what the world's coming to if a guy can spend $500 on a cooler. Oh, well, what do I know? I know this. Those new coolers are a heck of a lot better than the old coolers I used to trot around. In fact, that's what got Paul Cabellin at Engel USA thinking about a better cooler in the first place. His Engel coolers were designed with 2 inches of insulation and a tight-fitting seal to keep things ice cold for up to 10 days. He introduced an integrated hinge so the lid wouldn't break off, durable latches with stainless hardware, and ergonomic handles. Most of all, he priced his gear fairly so a guy could count on getting his money's worth. If you need a new cooler, take a look at Engel Cooler before you buy anything else. It's the original. It's built to last. And when it comes to performance, you can count on ice lasting longer and your catch staying colder than anything you've ever tried before.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You want to find out about some deals? We were talking about how the Fred Hall Show kind of kicks off things. Well, this show kicks off our Fred Hallness. I mean, not that Inland Boat does yesterday, too, because Inland Boat does an awesome job with the boats, but as far as the tackle goes, the kickoff is today.
Oh, yeah, and there's no booth more sought after or giant than the Turner's Outdoorsman booth at the Long Beach Show, right?
10,000 square feet.
10,000 square feet?
That's a big one. It's bigger than our stores.
Declan and Kyle are here from Turner's Outdoorsman. Welcome, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Thank you.
Kyle's a first-timer here on Let's Talk Hookup. Welcome.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
You run the Orange store.
Correct.
Yeah, fantastic. How's that store doing?
It's doing good. We're going to be moving locations shortly here, down the road.
To where?
To where West Marine used to be on Tustin Avenue.
Okay.
In Orange, yeah.
Cool. Right.
Larger location?
That'd be a big
location. Double the size that we were in before.
No way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wow. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That'll be, and I'll be coming up soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No official date yet, but.
Yeah. So.
That's great.
So how many, it's hard to keep up with Turner's because you guys are growing so quickly. How many stores are we up to now?
19 stores, and besides the move, we probably will have a couple more stores opening this year.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
We're not quite sure where yet. I mean, we've looked at a number of locations, and it's just a matter of deciding, and it takes a little bit of time with all the permitting for the guns and stuff. But
sure.
We will have at least, I would say, two more locations coming up in 2017.
And all your locations are Southern California?
We are in Southern California right now. We are looking.
Yeah,
yeah. You're looking.
But that's what's cool. One of the cool things is us being Southern California. You guys are from, I'd say that the furthest north is Oxnard.
Oxnard to Victorville to El Cajon.
To El Cajon.
And everything in between.
Kind of pretty much stretches the entire Southern California area.
Yeah, yeah. So, and, you know, we're filling in the little gaps here and there to make some drives more convenient. Our newest store is Lake Forest.
Cool.
And that kind of put a centralized store between a little jump between San Diego and Orange County. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Of course, then you have San Marcos, and then it jumps to Lake Forest.
Yep.
Yeah, very nice. So what's up at Turner's? What's new and exciting?
It's a new year. Fred Hall is right around the corner. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier, and it's like, you know, I started to realize, like, man, it's right around the corner.
Here.
And then I started going through some files, and I was like, oh, I kind of forgot I had those, and I had these things in here, and, you know, kind of getting, I got all my specials here ready to kind of share what's going on.
But. Last time you were on the show, you said that you plan, you basically, your Fred Hall purchasing for your specials, that happens all year long. You know?
Yeah.
Anytime
much
you come across.
April. So.
Anytime you come across a killer deal that you know this is going to be awesome for the show, you buy them, file it away. Buy it, file it away.
Yeah, pretty much. Granted, it's been tough the last couple of years just because the fishing has been so good. We've been really fortunate to have great fishing seasons, and just everyone's buying everything.
Yeah, sure.
There aren't a whole lot of closeouts, but I still have been able to come up with some pretty good stuff.
That's awesome.
Can you feed us one right
now? Yeah, give us one. Give us something.
Well, you know, one thing, it's always super popular, our Avett Blems. I've been stowing them away. I've been buying them. We're going to have probably, I might end up with more, but right now I'm at about 900 Avett Blems.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Whoa.
Get out of here.
And, you know, it'll be, you know, it's been a little tough over the years with certain models and stuff, but I definitely have a lot more Raptors and two speeds. And so we're going to be loaded full of Blems and super great savings on them. And also on, you know, we'll have the G2s at the show, and that kind of ties in with all that. Any Avett 2 or 3 speed purchased at the show will get a free Threadlock fill-up at the West Coast Marketing booth.
Seaguar Threadlock.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's, you know, so nice hollow braid.
Yeah.
It'll be Threadlock yellow.
Top of the line, good.
50, 60, 80, 100, 130, 200. So if you get an 83 speed, fill it up with 200. And
keeping in mind, that's like a minimum of a $80 value, and more likely $100, $120, $150.
Yeah,
I mean, it adds
up.
We're talking minimum.
Quick, so,
yeah.
That's high end.
So not only are you getting the special pricing on the Blems, so if you get a
the Blems.
Even on Blems and the new and brand new reels, any 2 or 3 speed.
Wow.
You buy it at the show, take it over to the West Coast Marketing booth, and they will fill up your reel while you're enjoying your time at the show and come back later and pick it up.
My goodness.
How cool is that? I hope they got a lot of line machines. You got 900 blimps.
They've got, I think they'll have four line machines and guys banding it all day long.
That's going to be cool. That's going to be cool. That's a great one.
That's a good one. And that's just kind of examples of 10,000 square feet. It's fishing tackle and hunting and shooting sports accessories.
Right? A little bit. We do have our gun counter where we have some special deals on firearms and we take deposits.
Okay.
And stuff like that. And, you know, you do all the paperwork at the show, but you just put a deposit to get the show pricing. We are going to manipulate the booth a little bit more to make it a little easier to get to the gun counter because it does get a little crazy in there.
Yeah.
We're going to push it up towards the aisleway so it'll be easier. And I'm actually going to kind of try to separate it a little bit so that you don't have to go through our booth and try to, you know, get through all the other
people. Yeah.
So you could just go right to the counter and check that stuff out. And then when you're done looking at guns and putting a deposit on a gun, come on to the other side and load up
on
fishing gear.
Okay, yeah. So you'll have some hunting accessories, shooting sports accessories, too, that you can purchase right at the show. At
correct.
This kind of
yeah, and there'll be special deals wow. on that, too.
Wow. So is this pretty much everything in the Turner's booth is discounted?
Everything that I can put on sale will be on sale.
Well,
that's
I mean,
cool.
there's tons of promotions that, you know, the manufacturers are supporting. Uh-huh. You know, lots of buy two, get one frees, but on top of the buy two, get one free from the manufacturer, I'm going to have it on sale. So.
Wow. Yeah. Because all the manufacturers are there.
Everyone
and
is there.
They're going to support you guys.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's a great show. I mean, Long Beach is
the time to buy
yeah,
gear. Of the year, this is it.
Yeah, it's definitely load up for the season. You know, the last couple seasons and everything's shaping up great right now for another awesome season. Yeah, it'll be real exciting.
Yeah, I
that's
mean,
cool, Mike.
And that's it. People save their money, they save their time and the energy, and go to this show because
mm-hmm.
it is the show, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's. I mean, yesterday we talked about with the guys from Inland Boat Center of it, just the people, the number of boats that are going to be there, unbelievable.
Of all range,
yeah.
And Inland's a perfect example. I mean, they have boats from family cruisers to 29-foot
yeah.
pilot house boats and every single thing in between.
Yeah, and West Coast will have all his Parkers there. Mm-hmm. Kevin's going to be on the show next week, so
we'll
talk to Kevin about all the different Parkers. I know Mike Kussler and Pete Ciccoloni from Kussler Yachts are going to have a regulator there.
Oh, cool.
So you talk about top-of-the-line
yeah.
consoles. It's pretty much everything you want to buy is going to be at the Long Beach Fred Hall Show.
And you're just
2 weeks from tomorrow, reminder, that you guys start moving in, and then the show is 2 weeks from Wednesday.
Right. And your money just goes so much farther at the show. Like, you know, just exactly like Mike was saying. I mean, in addition to getting deals, you're getting extras, you're getting things from the manufacturers, and you're getting to talk to the manufacturers. You know, you want to know about Seaguar Fluorocarbon, you know, whether you're, the pink is right for you, the Premier, the Blue Label, or whatever else. You can go to those booths. You can talk to the manufacturers. You can talk to the manufacturer's rep. Find out, you know, hey, man, I go fishing every – I'm casual. I go once in a while, or I'm a hardcore long-range guy, and why is this better? Why is that better? You get all the info about whatever product you want to buy. Then you get to go to a booth and find it on sale and get extra ones free. It's like this is why we go to the Fred Hall Show.
Yeah, and a lot of manufacturers – introduce new product.
You're right.
You don't know until usually you don't know until it happens. But Shimano let the cat out of the bag on the Tranks, the 300 and 400 Tranks, right? So that's kind of cool. You guys gonna? You think they'll be around? They'll be ready to go?
Yeah, we'll have the new 300s and the 400s.
Wow,
awesome
for the Long Beach Show.
Yeah, so you'll be able to buy them and see them.
Absolutely,
first,
for the
right?
first time.
That's
for
cool.
the first time. Yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, very good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about, and boy, oh boy, has Mike brought in, Mike and, of course, Kyle brought in a fantastic prize.
Yeah, crazy.
Prizes,
crazy.
So,
yeah.
I was impressed. He kind of upped the ante just because right?
it's Fred Hall time.
Exactly, just for Fred Hall.
So, as you know, this is a great show, too, and I really like it when the guys from Turner's are out with Mike, Kyle, and we always say this every year, and it's the truth. The beauty of Turner's Outdoorsman is you get a local style store, like a local individual style store. They're all in their own regions. They've all got guys like Kyle and guys like my guys that are just hardcore crazy about fishing and know everything about it, But you have the buying power of a place that has 19 stores. You know, they've got the volume, but they've still got the local touch. And these guys are just crazy good when it comes to info about their gear and tackle and style. And we're going to have a great time today. And if you want to join us, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. There's two ways you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Now that you get to talk to Kyle, get a chance to talk to Mike, get all your questions answered, all your fishing information. These two guys, as Pete said, gave us two crazy good prizes. So just for calling Let's Talk Hookup, having your information answered for you, there's going to be two lucky callers that are each going to win a $100 gift card to Turner's Outdoors when you're going to go on a full shopping spree for $100 for two different callers at the end of the show.
Now, can you use those in the Turner's booth?
Definitely. Yeah. You use them in our stores, online, or at the booth at the show.
Any all. Now, will you be at Del Mar, too, with the big booth?
It's a little smaller at Del Mar.
A little smaller, yeah.
But
it's still pretty big.
It's still probably the biggest booth.
It's only smaller by comparison to the Long Beach booth.
Yeah,
to even include the word small in your Del Mar booth is not right. But it's smaller in comparison to the mega booth at Long Beach.
Yeah. Now, Mike, you went on the Pacific Queen last week. Let's talk about going fishing.
Yeah, it was nice to get out. It's been I haven't really been fishing.
You've been working too hard.
A lot of work. And the weather hasn't been that great.
Yeah.
Well, the weather wasn't fantastic when we were out there. But, I can't say enough. The crew was great. The fishing was good. We ended up with 131 yellows for the trip, which I'm pretty sure we were high boat for that weekend out there. There were, you know, a number of boats down there, and they worked super hard and put us on the fish. So
sweet.
And the grade's pretty, you know, real impressive. I was, you know, none of that real small, like 6 to 10 pound stuff. It was good, you know, 15 to 18 pound fish with some nicer ones coming in at the end of the day. So
hot ticket,
yo-yo. It was yo-yo early and then bait fishing afterwards.
Really?
It was, you know, 2 to 3 ounce slider. I didn't have
two
any.
To three ounce slider.
The drift was pretty fast, so
yeah.
And you know,
depending on the weather, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it was. I'm sure it wasn't very nice this weekend either for the guys out there, but. But I know we had a charter the week prior, and they were like, it was grease calm, and guys were touching bottom with like a 1 ounce slider.
Sweet.
That wouldn't happen on your trip.
How many yellows did they catch?
They only had two.
Two, so, okay. Yeah. And you had 100 and how many?
We had 131.
Okay. Woo! So the question is, you want to deal with a little weather and catch yellows, or you want to just have flat calm?
Oh, I'd take the weather.
Yeah. You're going fishing, man. Why not?
No doubt.
Well, as you can hear, great show lined up for you today.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Again, if you want to get through, it's going to be a very busy morning. Our local line is already completely full, but we do have a toll-free line. It's still open. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. It's open right now. That's going to be your chance. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Acura reels are an important part of any angler's quiver, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have a massive selection of Acura at the show. Acura builds high-quality reels right here in the USA, and the reliability and fishability are unmatched. Have the Fisherman's Landing Tackle crew help you select the perfect Acura reel. Come visit our greatest booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Hey, got to have the guys from Turner's, Mike and Kyle from Turner's Outdoorsman here. A couple of $100 gift cards given away here just to celebrate the opening of the season, the upcoming Fred Hall Show coming up in just 2.5 weeks away.
It's here, baby.
March 1st, yeah. So, and talking about the giant Turner's booth and all the different things going on there. Give us another one, would you, Mike? Come on.
give an arm
twist. I know there's got to be more than one.
Man, I don't even know where to start.
Well, 10,000 square feet to fill, right?
Well, you know, there's, like I said, there's so many good deals. You know, Akuma is always a big part of the show, always a big part for us. You know, they have their booth specials where you buy, you know, you get a free large Savage Gear bag if you buy a Makaira or Andros. You get a free Akuma jacket if you buy a Metalloid or a Komodo. And on top of that, what we like to do is we're giving away a free Akuma MXR rod, a $90, $100 value on the rod, and a Spectra card where you could get 300 yards of free Spectra filled up on a Metalloid or Andros in our stores.
Whoa.
Now, what's a Metalloid roughly cost? I mean, that's like a $200 class two-speed. Yeah. So you're getting a $200 two-speed that you're getting a deal on when you get the show.
Yeah.
And you're getting a jacket that's probably $100.
Yeah.
And you're getting
a free rod, $100.
$100 free rod.
And 300 yards of Spectra on us.
So, how do you do that?
Again, another $60, $70 worth of line.
Yeah.
So these are only at the show specials.
Only at the show. These you can't are walk straight in the show specials. You can't get them in
you
our
You can't stores. Walk in the orange store. Kyle, come on. Give me that stuff you were talking about on the
but
show.
But think
right?
about that for a second. You're getting more value in free goods than you are the actual cost of the product. You know, that's a $200 reel. You're getting a $100 rod, a $100 jacket. You're getting $70 worth of line.
How do you do that?
It's a lot of work.
That's so cool.
I was going to say, all right, well, the phones are packed. They want to talk to you, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
Nike you got it, man.
To me is at the top.
Why don't we start it off this morning with Dick, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Dick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, there was a stranger on the
yeah, all right.
Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, Mike and Kyle, Pete, Rick. Things look very promising for the year, don't they?
Yes, sir.
And I really want to thank Turner's for continuing to support the Wounded Warrior trip that we do courtesy of your support, Pete, and Captain Frank Lopresti and all the other folks that pitch in. Turner's has just elevated the trip to a different level. They've sent Lori and Arden and Eric out to personally mentor the guys who may be, and gals who may not be all that familiar with, ocean fishing. And, they bring a whole passel of prizes. So, you guys have, made a real difference for us. It's a better trip because of you, and I wanted to let you know that we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we like to do what we can to support our community and our veterans. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without them.
For sure. No doubt about it. And thanks to you, Dick, for really working hard, I know, putting those trips together. That's really a neat deal.
You're most welcome.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's continue on. Talk to Steve. Steve's calling us from Los Angeles this morning. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to verify with you. I saw that you're going to have a benefit, a three-quarter day trip at a Dana Point for Gundy Gunderson.
That's right.
Right.
And three-quarter day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's on the Sum Fun, and it's limited to only 45. It's $60 a person. All the proceeds are going to Gundy, Dave Gunderson, who, of course, lost his home, his boat, and a lot of his fishing tackle in this devastating fire at his home there. And,
wow.
Yeah, so it's a really cool deal. It's going to be really fun. They're going to have a raffle on the boat. For $5 each, tons of prizes on there. And I know there's still space available. It's going to be a popular trip, so you want to book it up. And want to throw out the thanks to Donna and the guys, Mike and everybody over at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. They're donating all this.
So rad.
Yeah, because Gundy's
amazing.
Such an important part of
amazing.
Dana Point and Dana Wharf, and he worked on the bait barge for a long time. And Gundy needs some help. You know, they have that fundraiser for him, which was, you know, kind of not as successful as we'd hoped it would be, the GoFundMe page that mm-hmm. we had set up for him. We were hoping for a little more for him for that because he lost
everything.
Everything. So Donna put this together with Mike and of course, all the people over at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing to help Gundy. So it's going to be a great time, and you definitely – what you can do is you go to – I put it up on our Facebook page yesterday, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. If you go to our Facebook page, there is a link to that trip and where you can book right online and go ahead and get in.
Cool,
there.
Man.
So you going to go,
Way
Steve?
Cool.
Oh, yeah, coming down from L.A., sure.
Yeah, why not? It's Dana Point. It's right there.
Yeah, it's just backyard.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Good
thanks
call,
a
Steve.
Lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Dan. Dan that's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This question's for everybody. I'm kind of stuck between the Penn-Fathom 2-speed 30 and the 40. I want to try and put, see if I can fit like a chop shot of 25 yards of 50 over my braid. What do you think, 30 versus 40?
Kyle, Mike.
Hey, boys.
I would fish the 40.
Yeah, the 30 is just a hair on the small side with that bigger top shot you're looking to do.
Yeah, and, you know, and it just opens up more options, too, if those bluefin show up again and, you know, we kind of get that desperation or Tanner bite, that 40, I think, will serve you better.
Yeah.
40's a cool
size. Yeah, just a little more versatile for you.
40's a cool size, too, because it's a taller reel. They're about the same width. Probably the 40 might even be a little skinnier than the 30, but it's taller. So one you get much higher line retrieve rate because your spool is a taller diameter, and you get a larger set of gears, and you get a little bigger drag, and you hold a little more line. It's just one of those things that you've got a lot of advantages without much disadvantage there. It's going to be a little bit skinnier on your reel, so it's not going to be as wobbly, you know, wonky when you're trying to turn the handle. You can use maybe more things with it. You could, in addition to fishing heavy bait, to make a good yo-yo jig reel because it's tall and skinny. You'd make a good Wahoo Bomb reel. It's clearly a good bait reel, so I'm with those guys, man. I'd fish that 40. It's just a little more versatile.
And any deals?
Always.
Show. Can't reveal it, though.
Come on in. I mean, like I said, if it can be on sale, it'll be on sale. On top of that, almost all inline reels at the show, you'll either get a coupon for free Spectra or free Mono Phillips.
Okay.
So that's cool.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Now, Mike, we know you're going to be in the booth. Kyle, are you going to be in the booth, too?
I will be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Shows all week.
Yeah, Kyle's actually going to be my assistant show manager. So.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
He'll be second in command at the show.
Second in command. So how many of the Turner staff do you draw for that show?
I think for the duration of the show, we're going to have about 37 guys working the booth.
Wow.
That's crazy.
37 guys and gals.
Yeah. In the booth.
Wow.
So we're pulling the best of the best and bringing them to the show. So all your favorite tackle guys that in the stores will.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, they won't be in the stores. They'll be at the show. So you got to be there.
At the show. Yeah. From all over Southern California.
From all over. I'm bringing them from Oxnard to El Cajon to Victorville. I've got all guys coming and putting them up in hotels there, so we'll all be down there and working every day.
That's cool.
Yeah, Turner's Outdoorsman Armada.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. How about we talk to Henry? He's calling us from Santa Cruz this morning. Hey, Henry, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, Henry?
I had a question. I've gotten, you know, the last couple of years a couple of guns and some ammo from you guys. Are you guys going to have any, the first question was, are you going to have any safes and security things at the show for people to take a look at? And the second question, you know, it seemed like in the last few years, California, some government agency would come out and say, oh, we're going to tax ammo, we're going to ban ammo, we're going to do this. So you go and buy a couple hundred rounds, and if you have ammo laying around, is there a particular way to store it or a particular case that you guys sell or suggest, you know, to keep it in good shape?
Good question.
And that was kind of my question.
As far as storing it, I mean, as long as you keep it away from moisture, it's really not an issue as far as how old it gets.
Is there a shelf life on ammo?
Not really. I mean, pretty much just use common sense. If it doesn't look good, if it's corroded, it's rusty, don't shoot it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's not really any places. We get this question all the time. There's really no places to dispose of ammo.
Yeah. What do you do with
in Orange County?
Or old ammo?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's not much you can do with it except for hold on to it.
Yeah.
As far as the safe,
dangerous to hold on to old ammo? I mean, there's gunpowder and stuff in there.
No, not necessarily. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as your question on the safes go, we won't have any out at the Fred Hall show. We should have some coming up in our spring flyer here shortly, though.
Okay.
So I'd take a look out for that in the mail.
Now, do you do a flyer for Fred Hall too?
We do email blasts for the Fred Hall show. We'll be in Western Outdoor News, and then we do an email blast. So if you make sure you get on our email list at turners.com, and we blast out our Fred Hall ad. It's typically two pages. It doesn't cover everything because there's so much.
More than two pages.
Yeah, it's you know, it'd probably be a flyer in itself with all the specials. But
you'll get an idea so you can kind of pre-plan on what you want.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going to be inside.
All the key items, all the hottest deals will be in that. But like I said, pretty much everything in the booth is on sale.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
That's cool.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090. Been a busy morning. There's your shot to get through.
You got it, man. Let's talk to Jeff. He's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, happy belated birthday to you, Rick.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, you got it. And hi, Pete.
Good morning.
And yes, there. I had a question, I guess, for Mike, right? That would be my follow-up. But anyway, I've been going to the Fountain Valley store forever. I used to pick up my green sheet, Western Outdoor News. I'd pick it up there before it come in the mail. So just so you know, it's a little date time. And your new store in Lake Forest is awesome. I've been there, and It's a great outlet. My girlfriend kicks me out of the house, and I go down to Turner's. So there you go.
Perfect.
And,
that's awesome.
When I went in there, the fishing section is absolutely cool. I was just looking around, but I couldn't believe how many people were taking numbers to get guns and ammo. It was absolutely insane. Yeah. And just one last one for you, Micah. On the Pacific Queen, did you notice the Coca-Cola cooler? Is it still there? Rick can enlighten you on that one.
Coca-Cola cooler.
Jeff has been asked. So there was a on that boat. There was an old, like the old soda cooler. It was an old Coca-Cola cooler, and Jeff has been calling the show. Like Jeff's been calling this radio show, checking on that cooler as long as I've been on the show. Literally, that boat has been through three different owners since I've been here, and Jeff has made sure that that Coca-Cola cooler was still on the boat all of those years. And as far as I know, it still is. So,
well, next time Drew calls, we'll have to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just for you, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff,
for the call this morning. Hey, if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, I finished up a video on our Journeyman Sport Fishing 2.5-day trip that we did last month down to Puerto Vallarta on the Journeyman. It's up on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, if you search YouTube, or just go to our website, hookup1090.com, up on the corner, upper right corner. On most browsers, some browsers, I guess it's not there, but 99% of browsers, it's there. All our links to all our social media up there, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube are the key ones that we use there. Just click on the red icon, the red YouTube, and it takes you right to that channel and check out that Journeyman. By the way, Rock Hard Rick Trips next month, between the two shows, sold out. So if you snoozed, you lose because there was one spot left there, and it is now completely sold out, that 3.5-day. And boy, has it been biting. I got a text yesterday from Journeyman and Russell and the gang down there, and they hooked a lot of big ones.
There's some giant ones down there.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, there was reports of a 400-pounder caught, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
With multiple 300-pounders to go with it. I mean, just crazy. Yeah. Crazy, crazy good fishing down there right
Lots
now.
Lots of big ones for sure.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I know. And I know the long-range boats are en route to several locations south there. I know the Royal Star left the day before yesterday. Royal Polaris left. The Red Rooster left. So
Angler, I think, is on a long
Angler
one, too.
Angler just left, too. Yeah. So everybody's kind of en route to the grounds
we'll get
right
the big
now.
Ones.
It's kind of that time of the year where things start to bite.
Yeah, this is going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one for sure. Hey, look who's here. A longtime friend who's been kind of missing in action the last couple of months. Let's see, weeks or months. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Hi, Pete. Hello, Rick.
Where have you been hiding?
It's been a while, you know. This is, I'm like a school teacher. See, when we close the ranch, I get 3 months off, guys, so I lay low. We've actually been down. I've been spending a lot of time down there at the hotel. I'm up here right now getting ready to go back down next week, and we've redone a bunch of the bathrooms. Rooms 1 through 12 have all new bathrooms now, yeah. So that's been
a
project. Yeah, and then working on the boats. All the boats are in great shape. Everything's ready to go. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this year for sure.
Sure.
Things are a little more normal, you know, the water temp, everything. It's been 3 years since we've actually had yellowtail around, and we've got a decent yellowtail bite. I went out last Sunday and picked up three nice fish, you know. The biggest one was 34 pounds, and I can't tell you how many we farmed. But great bait around right now, a lot of Spanish mackerel and all that. You just put those down. They're pretty deep. Fish are 150 to 300 feet deep right off the bank there, off the front of La Rivera there. But it's been beautiful weather, too, flat. For about the last 3 weeks, it seems like it's really turned. So
that's cool.
I'm pumped, you guys. I'm pumped. I'm ready to open the hotel back up and get back to work. Get up to get back to the bar there, you know.
Yeah, you know, all the weather that we've had and the lack of high-pressure systems just makes it beautiful conditions down there, right?
Yeah. It's been, well, you know, it was windy. We had a windy December and January, which is pretty predictable. But it's really turned here in February. We haven't had many days at all of wind this month at all.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's been real, real nice. I mean, it was just ice flat the other day when we were out and beautiful. It's still cool. You know, that's what I like. Different than Hawaii down there. I used to before the ranch, and people don't know, I used to have a house on Kauai, and the weather there's so temperate, day or night, you know. And down in Baja, gosh, this other morning I was telling you, Peter, was it 6:45, it was 46 degrees.
Yeah. It's a season down there.
It actually gets cool. It gets cool at night, and then it warms up in the day. And then as soon as the sun comes out, it warms up to the low 80s. So. But the weather's real nice this time of year, and I'm looking forward to a much more normal fishing year this year than we've had. You know,
sounds like paradise to me. And I know your bookings have been off the charts good. I know our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in early June is very, very popular, but there's still space available if you want to go with us. And all throughout the prime months at Rancho Leonero, it's been very, very busy. So if you want to book, you need to book now, and there's a lot of good airfares available too, right,
John? Yeah, keep in mind, you know, we're only 34 rooms, you know, we're smaller than all the other hotels, so we're bound to fill up quicker than anybody else too. So if you really are considering coming down, make your reservations early. We are real busy this year, thankfully. I want to thank everybody for that too. But if especially for Let's Talk Hookup tournament, I don't think there's many rooms left at all, Pete.
You better, if you want to go with us, which is always a great time, you better get on.
June's a great time of year. You know, as mentioned, I just got to write in the fish report too. And normally, you know, in past years, people ask me when's the best time of year to catch marlin, and really April is the best striped marlin month historically. And so I'm looking forward to that this year too. That's been, you know, marlin fishing's always really good and saves our bacon. But gosh, in April under normal conditions, you know, when the water's just in the low 70s and all that, there's years I remember Let's Talk Hookup about 3 or 4 years ago when they averaged what four and a half releases a day.
Yeah. That was crazy. That was
pretty awesome.
Marlin. Yeah. So hopefully this spring we're going to have a yellowtail and striped marlin. A lot of them.
We'll take them. Hey, John. You know, I want to remind you. 2 weeks from today will be our special pre-Fred Hall Long Beach show with John Island here in the studio with us, Bart Hall and Mike Lum on the phones with us to talk about the show. And of course, you'll be at the show right there behind the Let's
Absolutely.
Talk Hookup booth, or we're behind the Rancho Leonero booth, whichever way you want to look at it there at the Long Beach show. Looking forward to that. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to book, don't wait till the show, although you'll have rooms. But if you want the prime spots, call before the show, because people all of a sudden realize when showtime comes, I got a book, man.
Exactly.
I got to go. So
yeah, especially you can reserve boats too. Boats is a big deal, and everybody has their favorite captain, and that's a big deal too. We hold reservations for boat, and we honor them. So if you got a special captain or special boat, that's a really, really good reason to call ahead of time and book.
How do we do that, John?
Oh, thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. And we've been really working last year on getting as many fish photos as we can. You know, we tend to fish, we have more super pongas than anybody, real quick, but we tend to fish more inside. We have a lot more anglers that like to fish light line and fly fishermen and inshore fisheries. So we've got interesting fish. I was going through our fish archives, and there's just some really cool bottom fish, colorful stuff that you see pulled up every day that you normally wouldn't see. Anyway, it's
fantastic.
Worth your while to go on the website.
Oh, yeah, RanchoLeonero.com. Check it out. John, great to have you. Look forward to seeing you in the studio in the next couple of weeks. And glad you're back in the saddle, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be on next Sunday for sure.
See you,
guys.
John.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you. Nice seeing you.
And when we come back, we got plenty more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are absolutely packed. Everybody wants to talk to Mike and Kyle. You stay tuned. More from Turner's Outdoorsman with Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you you want to go, book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Install sea deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, sea deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the SeaDeck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how SeaDeck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with the stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. SeaDeck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. For yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how SeaDeck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Dog Hook Up on the mighty 1090.
All right. Have the guys from Turner's Outdoorsman here, Mike and Kyle, talking about the big Fred Hall, 10,000 square feet in Long Beach. Okay, we have another one for us here.
Okay, so this is kind of going a little nostalgia here. You know, one of the things I remember when I was younger going to Fred Hall was, like, blowout bins.
Sure.
You
know, yeah.
Well, you sipped it all through.
Yeah,
all
and they kind of just disappeared.
Yeah, back in the day, that was one big deal. At the Turner's booth, you used to always have, like, boats and fluid, like, little boats were full of stuff.
I just remember, like, filling up baskets full of, like, all these great little deals and stuff. Well, this year I'm bringing them back.
Oh,
so,
right on.
I'm going to have some blowout bins, you know, trout lures, crankbaits, jigs, spinnerbaits, all kinds of different stuff in there. They'll be smack dab in the middle of the booth, and you can dig. And I mean, and I'm talking pennies on the dollar.
Wow.
It's like, this is, I mean, good stuff. I just want it gone.
Yeah,
that's so
you
cool.
Just
so
have
come
too
in,
much of it.
Get it. And on top of that, you know, we're going to have hundreds of discontinued rods and reels. It's kind of just spring cleaning. And same thing, it's going to be, you know, all that stuff's going to be at or below cost. And
wow,
just huge savings come in.
You guys have a big warehouse. And
it's a big warehouse.
Yeah, with 19 stores to fill.
Yeah.
So you got to move some stuff.
Yeah, so I got to get this stuff out. So, you know, it's going to be priced to sell. Don't want to miss out on this stuff.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's
great.
What
are you going to use for the bins? You can use, like, those little boats?
Well, no boats. Those are a little tough to handle, but, you know, I'm going to have a table with some big bins on there, and you're just, grab a basket and start digging
start loading up
on all the deals.
Oh, how fun is that? That's going to be great. All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them on your trip return to the landing. Let's start it off. I'm at Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Morning, Brian.
Man, how are you?
Great.
Hey, good morning.
Great. How's the fishing?
Good, good. Hey, you know, it's just another solid week up here for us for, you know, February or March fishing. You know, it's just, it's been consistent for us. So pretty much the same game this week as the last, you know, with the sculpin fishing being the main focus for us up here on our three-quarter day trips. You know, let's face it, it's been producing consistently, and since it's a pretty simple fish to target, you know, it's been perfect for the first-timers and the kids and whatnot. So that's pretty much the reason why it's been, you know, just the main part of our efforts. It's been good, and, you know, the water on the beach has been a little cool, so it's been really the only thing happening, so we're trying to stay on top of that. But there's still some surface action along the beach. The key has been to get on the right part of the kelp with a little bit of water movement. Some good flyline calico bass fishing on the sardine for the savvy guys that, you know how to flyline a bait well. And, of course, some sculpin to be had, too, on the bottom in there close to shore. You know, considering, again, that the water temps have been in the 58 to 59-degree range, you know, anything on the surface this time of year is always a bonus. The halibut fishing here locally for us is continuing to be real good. You know, there has been plenty of fin bait, and it's been in the right places and, you know, in the right depths as well, kind of where we wanted it. And with that, there's been that consistent opportunity for that halibut. Friday's trip on the Sum Fun, they had a handful of fish again. 10 to 18 pounds were kind of the fish that were caught this week. So a couple people got some more spots on our leaderboard for that halibut derby. That thing's completely full, and those fish are ranging in size from the 32-pounder down to about 6 to 10 pounds. So some good fish filling that up. And, you know, just to kind of wrap it up, we do have a half-day trip at 12:45 today. Kids fish free on that trip on every Sunday, so they fish free with the paid adult. So if guys looking for a little bit something to do, get out and enjoy the sunshine today. Certainly there's that opportunity. So if guys want to hop on a boat with us, give us a call here at the landing. The phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then if you want to save 25% on one of these local half-day or three-quarter-day trips, you can go right to the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. You'll find the little Dana Wharf banner ad. You can click on that link. We'll give you a little code. You can book online from there.
Fantastic. Now, we talked about it earlier in the show, the three-quarter day special trip, the fundraiser for Gundy Gunderson coming up. Give us a date on that.
That is Friday the 24th.
Friday the 24th. So yep. It's a week from next Friday?
Correct. The trip will be leaving at 7 a.m.
Okay.
The three-quarter day trip will be returning around 4 p.m. We're going to have some cool raffle items. We got some guys kicking down some good stuff. So not only are you going to have a chance to, you know, help one of our homies out, you'll be able to, you know, possibly walk off the boat with some cool tackle, too. So
what fun.
I love
all
it,
that
That's
for
awesome.
$60, right?
But yeah.
On the Sum Fun.
The ticket price, and just come out and, you know, have a good time. And, you know, it's, the bonus part is catching a fish. You know, we're out there to help our buddies. So.
Yeah, no kidding. And who's going to run the boat?
I'll be around the boat.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, that way, Willie. Well, that's going to be fantastic and a really good time. And, of course, I'm going to dig through the bins and donate some, get some stuff in there, too.
Awesome. We'd love to have it. Guys. And certainly, you know, whatever we can do to help them out is a good deal. So thanks for giving us time on that.
Yeah, that's cool, Willie. Sure. Very cool, you guys.
So, again, I put that information on our Facebook page, and I know it's on the Dana Ward Sport Fishing Facebook as well as your website, too, how to book. You can book right online. If you go to our Facebook page, just click on the link, and you can book right online and buy your tickets there. And get in there because hopefully it's going to sell out, right?
I'd imagine it will, for sure. You know, we've had some good interest, and we've got, you know, reservations already. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll fill up. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
for
cool.
Sure. So that's Friday the 24th of February, the special fundraiser for Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire and all-around great guy to help him, just help him out, get back on his feet. It's going to be a fun time.
Well, that's it. Right on. Right.
Thanks, Brian.
Willie. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll see you.
All right. Well, in the meantime, that's going to wrap up our catch report. While we're waiting for the Souf Guru, hopefully you'll hear from him a little later on. That's going to wrap up our report. But I know the phones are packed. If you want to get through, it has definitely been a very busy morning. 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
I think all those lines are full. But
they are full.
Yeah,
it's been really busy. All right, let's jump right into him then and talk to Ray. He's calling us from Oceanside this morning. Good morning, Ray. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Rick, happy belated birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
Mike and Kyle, how are you this morning?
Doing good.
Not too bad.
I have a question. Many years ago, back in 87, I used to actually work at the Riverside store. I was a fireman, but also worked at the store. My question is, do you guys still do seminars at the stores? You have people coming. I remember I met Dennis Braid, and we had a rep from Phoenix, and I got, like, fly fishing. I'm, like, a big fly fisherman guy now, and I would have not had that experience if it wasn't for you guys having you come out and teaching me.
Yeah, we still have seminars throughout the year. You know, they're kind of just spread out all over the place. I don't necessarily have a seminar schedule set for the whole year, but if you get on our email list, any seminar that comes up, we email blast it out. Typically a week or two before the seminar to let everyone know, typically Thursday nights. But, yeah, just get on our email list at turners.com and charters, sales, you know, seminars, everything. We email blast it all
out. And you rotate stores for these seminars?
Yeah, it rotates through. You know, there are certain ones that kind of are staples. Like we before the Kids Derby at Poway, we, you know, Lori puts on a seminar at the store.
Yeah,
like she put one on at San Marcos.
Yeah.
We're still working on trying to get it finalized, but we have the Rockfish Opener meet and greet up at our Oxnard store.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. Which has been really popular the last couple of years. I mean, I think the last year's had over 100 people show up.
Whoa.
You know, the skippers come down from the landings and give seminars and talk about the trips coming up. I mean, it's a little tough this year with the opener being the first day of Fred Hall. But
yeah, for sure.
But
yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that DFW opened up Canary Rockfish?
I did see that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How about
very
that?
Cool.
Now, how many of those have you guys caught? I've never caught one.
Now, this is Rock Cod Rick, man. You're talking to here.
I couldn't ever put my finger on ever catching a canary down here. That being said, there's been plenty of times where we've caught – maybe not plenty, but several times where we've caught a red. I think most people, myself included, have probably either seen or caught one and just assumed it was a vermilion. I mean, those fish look a lot
of pretty identical.
There's been plenty of times where I've caught a vermilion where I'm like, that thing's pretty light colored. I mean, and I'm sure it probably was just a vermilion because we don't get a lot of canaries down this far south, but we do get them, you know. And
but like up in Davis Boats World, like on Morro Bay and stuff, they catch more canaries. But I was looking at the Bill Varnay sport fishing calendar,
mm-hmm.
which in February this month is a big, beautiful
red
vermilion.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the picture on fishdope.com of the canary. Other than that lateral line being a little bit bigger, I just don't see
that's
much
what I'm
different.
Saying. That's
how?
What,
you have to be a freaking scientist to figure that out, right?
That's why when you say, how many of you come on? I don't really know. I mean, I hope zero. My hope is that
hope
number
is
zero, but it's very possible because, you know, we've all caught reds that were slightly off in color. Like, well, maybe. I don't know. You know, send that one back down and be safe.
Yeah, but. I mean, now maybe we don't have to worry, right?
Yeah.
Now you don't have to
and
worry.
And no sublimits anymore on the endangered bocaccios.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh,
I saw
great.
That on the thing. It was like no
cool.
sublimit on bocaccios anymore.
But two fish instead of three fish for lingcod.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the limit
which,
went down.
Which is fine.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Totally.
I mean, it seemed like, I mean, this past, you know, before the closure, the lingcod fishing seemed pretty amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, the quality of lingcod the guys were catching was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Kyle, talking about seminars at Orange, do you have any standout seminars that have been ones that you just remember that, man, that was a great seminar?
So I just moved over to the Orange store. I worked there starting back in 2011. And we were doing a lot of good, some freshwater seminars in there, freshwater bass.
Is you're a bass fisherman?
I am a freshwater bass guy.
Yeah, okay.
That's where my heart sits.
Where's your favorite lake in Southern California?
Well, not really Southern California. I like to fish Kachuma. I like to fish Kachuma a lot, but yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Now that we can't launch out there.
But, oh, you can't?
No. Okay. The water's still way
too low.
The
water depth thing?
Even still now?
It's still, I saw this morning, it was only at 13% capacity.
Oh,
even
my.
After.
13%? Yeah. So what was that before?
Yeah, that's what I
said. Two, you know?
Exactly. Because
they've had a lot of rain up there.
Yeah.
Did you see, speaking of lakes, did you that Orville?
That's out? Crazy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. First time in history. It's a lot of rain up in Northern California. Send it on down here.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Hey, Ray, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right, let's jump right back into him. This time we're going to talk to Wayne. He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Great show.
So, Wayne.
Hey, I had a question probably for Mike, but I also wanted to say that anybody that's not on the Turner's email list is missing out big time.
I agree.
You guys,
yeah, I agree. I'm on there too.
Really get some good info on it.
The best off the hook Wednesday specials. I mean, if for anything, just signing up for that alone is worth it.
Excellent.
I wanted to find out if you guys are going to have at the Turner Show the new Shimano reels, the Tranks.
300 and 400.
Yeah, we will have the 300s and 400s at the show. As far as the quantity, that's questionable. They had to air freight those in just for the show. I know they were having to make sure that there was every dealer at the show was going to have some. As far as the exact quantity, not sure. I'm anticipating they're not going to make it to the weekend.
Yeah. We have Robbie Gant from Shimano on the show next Saturday. So we'll pin them down.
I remember when Torium came out. It was the exact same scenario. The new Torium came out at Fred Hall, and I mean it was just, if you know that Wayne, I'm gonna go to Long Beach because I want to buy that new Tranks. Go Wednesday.
Yeah,
like, just
yeah.
go the first day because yeah. You know
there's a lot of specials you have in your booth and other booths too.
Absolutely.
I know Fisherman's Landing's going to have some specials in there that you know they may be gone by Thursday.
That's what I'm saying. Like I mean, I would just say if you know that's what you want to and you know you want to have it, then get it. Because even if they run out, I guarantee you could go into the Turner's booth, you go into whatever booth you're going to, and you could put your money down. You can get that reel. You can be on the list for the first one that does come in if and when they get sold out. Or you know, who knows? Maybe the stockpile is huge, and we'll have tons of those and not have any issues at all. So hard to say, but if you know your heart's set on getting that reel, man, just make it there on Wednesday. Send your buddy up on Wednesday if you can't go. I mean, there's ways to get around that thing.
All right, you guys are both bass fishermen. Which one do you want, the 300 high speed or the 300 lower speed or the 400 higher speed or lower speed?
Man, that's a I like
know.
Fast.
You like
I mean,
fast.
I
7.1,
I like,
that's fast.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, calico fishing and stuff, I like fast. Fast and faster.
Why not? You can always slow your turn.
Exactly.
Down,
you can always
right?
slow it down. I mean, it's tough for, like, you know, the freshwater guys throwing HUDs and Huddlestons and things like that, you know, where you're just, like, barely turning the handle.
Then the lower speed.
But
or just get one of each.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes it easier.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Wayne. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
XERF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What the clam gun? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
It's time for the spectacular 71st annual Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world's largest fishing show, California's largest boat show, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats, over 400 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, the Hobie Kayak Fishing Theater and Test Drives, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, Kosa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Wind Grips Rod Building Depot, California's largest marine electronics display, archery, scuba, free dive, fly fishing, air gun range, casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Come share the 71-year-old legacy of the Fred Hall Show as we celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show, the Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.